Hi there. Hi there. How you doing? This is Mr. PD Motivator, and I'm talking to you from Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, and I'm the American Rebel. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you about something. I want to talk to you about something, all about something. And I'm going to put this in, as you know, I take current events and stuff that's happening, and I try to put it in the way of a human rehabilitation, which means you take the negative of what's happening and turn to a positive by observing, watching, seeing what works, what doesn't work, be honest with yourself, and then change it and use what's to your advantage so that you can actually succeed, be happy, and basically get what you need to get. And so the one thing I'm talking to you about is it's called using the resources while you have them. See, many times in our life, we have resources in our lives that we can use for our own self-benefit, for our own self-good, and while we have them. But bear in mind, these resources change, and access to these resources change. So therefore, if we don't take advantage of the resources that we have at the time, and we use the resources at the time, we can lose that advantage, and therefore you lose a chance to get one step ahead, or whatever. You get what I'm saying? So, for instance, you're with a company, and that company itself is about to change hands. Well, you've just gained, because you never took a vacation, you have about two and a half weeks vacation. And you don't need to want to use it. Now, your boss that's with you now is more than happy to give it to you. However, when the new company takes over, you may not get your time off because the time you're taking off goes over into when the new company takes over. However, if you put your time in to the old company, request the old company, then basically you have a foothold in keeping that time in instead of asking for it when the new company takes over, knowing that the new company may not grant it. So therefore, what you do is you call in, you say you want this time off, and then the boss goes, okay, I'll put it down on there, and I'll let the other new company know that you definitely need this time off. There's just no way around it. You need the time off. And there's no guarantee at the time that you're going to get the time off, but at least you have a better handle on it than saying just going into later on going, well, I need this day off with the new company, and they're really strict or whatever, not knowing that you had spoken to your previous boss in regards to it. And so therefore what happens is by talking to your old boss, you use the resource there while it's still hot, while the coals are still hot, that you can get that time off. And let's talk about something else. I'm going to give you a deep-hearted example. My first wife was basically ill with heart situation. And so therefore what happened was that she was laid off of work a number of times. She was taken off for work because of her heart situation. Well, we were waiting for the disability, the Social Security disability to kick in and to sign in and apply for it. Well, in the meantime, they weren't going to offer her short-term disability. Then they were going to offer her long-term disability. And she said, I don't really want to settle for that long-term disability. I don't want to settle for that short-term disability, because what happens if Social Security disability kicks in? Then I have to pay it all back. I have to pay some of it back or something like that. And I said, to my wife, take the long short-term disability first. Use it. Apply. It's going to take some time for you to get that Social Security disability. And then after the short-term disability, go for the long-term disability. Go for that and use that tool as much as you can. And if she had not done that, we would have been in a whole poo-poo of economic situation. But she took advantage of those two resources. So by the time long-term disability kicked out, we only waited for probably like 1 or 2 weeks, and then we got her Social Security disability. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing what had happened. She had used resources at the time to get ahead, to stay afloat. So that is why I'm saying use the resources you have at the time. They're favorable for you. Now, flip over to American rebel. I'm going to address this to President Trump, his legal team, Rudy Giuliani, and everyone that gets involved in that. You have right now, President Trump and legal team, you have a Supreme Court that you have. It's in your favor. You just brought in President Trump, someone that is a new person. That's a new person from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You have the courts in your, you know, I'd say hipac, but you have the courts that where you can get a fair shot. Okay. So you have a choice. You can use the Supreme Court now to your advantage to basically not get even with Biden, but to make sure that you have a fair shot. Or you can wait till 2024 when Joe Biden will pack the courts and pack the courts with liberal, because you know Joe Biden will do it, or other people around him will do it. And then therefore you will have a snowball's chance in hell if it happens again, that you're going to get a fair shot. You have lost that shot. You would have lost that advantage. So this is my advantage. So therefore my tip and my thing is to you, this is coming from a security officer, a guy that's a security officer, part full-time, pizza delivery full-time. I'm very on the ball on stuff, and I watch stuff all the time. As a life human rehab life coach, a life coach I do on the side for some people, it's free and that. I have this eye for seeing things around me and understanding things around me. And if what you would need, my suggestion, Mr. President, would be, or Giuliani, is use small little examples to fine tune the proof that you have. Fine tune the proof. Go do the recounts and have them turn it down, because you know these federal courts are going to turn them down. These courts that are influenced by whoever's influencing this election for Biden, they have the power and they're doing it. However, here's the thing. Here's the situation. Take all the positive, die hard, proof. The proof that stands there, stick to ribs, like a big steak dinner. And that type of thing. Not a bologna sandwich, a steak dinner. It sticks in your ribs, you know, when you eat it, you know. Take that big proof, take the die hard proof from all those states, key states like Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and you know, a number of other states, Nevada, and take the most type of evidence you have, and put it all together, and put it in all in one case, and make it and take it to the Supreme Court as a national case of national voter fraud, and all those, and then put that to the state's Supreme Court, which most likely would view in your favor in regards to the situation. And then what they would most likely do is say, hey, we need to do an audit on all those votes. An audit on all those votes in Michigan. The votes in Michigan, the votes in Wisconsin, the votes in Pennsylvania, especially in Wayne County, Pennsylvania, and all these other contestable states, and do an audit. Note to yourself, this may not work. You still may not be president again. But what will happen is you have used a resource to your hands, to your advantage, that you get a fair shot. That maybe, just maybe, you may not get to 270. You may flip a couple states and Biden may win by just a small margin. But that proves that there was voter fraud. And that proves that you still won because you showed that there was voter fraud in regards to the situation, that his 290 or whatever, 300 got knocked down to say 270 or 270 or 264 or 250. Or say that you got the, or it turned you over, that you got a little bit over. You know, maybe you didn't get 270 and you got 270. Whatever the case may be, I'm just telling you, use the Supreme Court as a source of what you need to do. Because you're not going to have it in 2024, because Biden's going to pack the courts. Biden is going to do whatever it takes in order to keep you from being president again, or try to prevent you from contesting it. They are desperate, and they will do it. and they're counting you out right now. So in the meantime, while you're doing these small things, get this thing, get these all your diehard evidence together and put it to the Supreme Court. Put it to the Supreme Court. Make it a surprise. Put it to the Supreme Court and have them and have the, and put it on there so that they can do an audit. And by doing so, not only will you most you have a good possibility of overturning the election, but if not, you have actually used your right to see to the votes there to make sure that to verify that the votes what had happened was valid to a certain extent, and then the American people's votes did count at the time. So that's my advice to you, Donald J. Trump and Rudy Giuliani. I think it's well worth looking into, and that way by doing so, it will, number one, it'll tie up the inaugurational thing and all the certification things. It'll tie up all that mess, so that Biden is just beside himself. And then if you win, then they're even beside themselves now, then, because then all of a sudden Donald Trump would have done the biggest comeback ever in the history of the United States. So either way, use the resources you have while you have them, because if you don't, when you need them again, they may not be there for you. You got it? Use the resources you have now while you got it, because if you need them later, they may not, or you need them that need them later, or you need them now and you don't use it, it may not be available to you. Peace. That's it. That's me, the American Rebel. Hey, for everyone in their life. That's the life examples there too. But this is me, Mr. Renovator, American Rebel, talking to you. Sign off. America first, folks. Let's put this fight through, finish it up, and then let's continue to fight on for what a true America is about. Peace out, God bless, and have a great day. Bye-bye.